At the entrance of the Zendo, as we step in, we bow. We walk in Gassho and then go to our seat, and then, excuse me, we walk in Shashu and then go to our seat and put our palms together and bow to the cushion, the chair, the Zafu, where we're going to sit. And we bow to all those who are sitting alongside us, and we turn around and we bow to all those others in the Zendo, all those others in the universe. The whole of practice is expressed in putting the palms together. Gassho, even before we bow, bowing, but the whole of practice is, I can say, in appreciating this moment. The whole of practice is being thankful, gratitude, as this life. My teacher, Maizumi Roshi, used to encourage everyone, appreciate your life. Appreciate your life. Appreciate, if we say it, things as they are. Appreciate things as they are, but not only as they are. Joko made a point of reminding us, appreciate things, beings, people as they are. Appreciate people as they're not. Despite our ideas and judgments and thoughts that sometimes get in the way, that cover our eyes, cover our ears, so that we can't hear and be this wonderful life. Appreciate. Or notice the complaints you have and judgments you have when they come up, when they arise, when they cause us to miss this life of the universe, cause us, even worse, to do harm. To do harm in various ways, internally, externally, with thoughts, with attitudes, with words, and with actions. This is what we see in the universe that causes and perpetuates suffering. So, Zazen is being the appreciation of being just this moment. Or it's noticing where and how we refuse, where we're, if we use the expression, caught in self-centered, self-other judgments that we're sure are true, and we're sure we should share with everyone, ourself and those we want to speak to and tell them about how wrong, complaining, difficult they are, others are, the world is, those we know, those we don't know, those we're sure are not the way it should be. This is what, in a sense, poisons our life. It poisons our ability to be the life that we are, to be what we have the opportunity to be and do. I've brought up before the Bodhisattva known as the Bodhisattva, I will not disparage you, who would everyone he, she met would. I bowed to you, Buddha, to be. We could even say, I bowed to you, Buddha, Bodhisattva, that you are. Even as you don't realize it, even as you do what I don't like, much less if they actually do something that harms us. But what's more useful, much of the time, is to notice, despite that no one's here, we hold on to, we reiterate, regurgitate thoughts, reactions to what they said, what they will say, who they are, what they've done, what they haven't done, believing our judgments. It's easy to notice this when we're with them, if we're attentive. It's also easy to notice when we're caught up in it, if we're attentive, or to notice where we missed it and we're in the midst of about yesterday, tomorrow. We're coming to Thanksgiving in America, in the United States. And in a way, you could say, well, that's a special day. But really, our practice all the time should be Thanksgiving, giving thanks, being gratitude for, and you could fill in what you want to say for. Some people encourage what they call gratitude practice, stopping various times during the day and reflecting on, what am I grateful for right now? Or noticing what we're not grateful for right now. One teacher I know suggests throughout the day, notice five things when you stop that you're grateful for, if you can find five things. Certainly there's 100,000 myriad things we can be grateful for from the very first moment when we open our eyes and are alive, are awake. Always we're at the doorway of a practice place that we could put our palms together and bow. Always we can notice how we refuse to bow, how we miss the people and circumstances in our life, or how we cover them up with our stories and judgments. How we miss the fact that I can breathe in and breathe out right now. Instead, it's, oh, I'm so tired now. Oh, why do I have to wake up? Oh, it's not, it is, he is, she is, isn't. When those come up, we should even be thankful for those thoughts, feelings, that caught upness, to give us the opportunity to notice, be this moment, including those judgments, which are just cause and effect, habits, where they come from. We don't have to figure it out. What it's useful is to notice right here when they arise, when we're believing them, when we're regurgitating and adding to them. So find what helps and assists you. to be this moment. That's the whole of the Buddha's awakening. The Buddha looks the morning star in the sky. The Buddha, the morning star, all together awakens with all beings. Those who are so-called awakened and those who are so-called not. Those who are doing what we want, those who we appreciate and those who we don't appreciate. Those conditions, so-called mine or so-called others, that we don't appreciate, that we think are terrible, that we want to add our story, judgment, mind chatter, complaints about. How do we be appreciative of this life moment, this life universe, this Buddha universe in all directions? Even bow to the Buddhas to be that are not doing what we want, that might even be complaining to us, might even be throwing rocks, as in the sutra. Even as we flee the rocks, even as we do what's called for in terms of the complaints, do what's called for in terms of response, and yet, how do we be gratitude? It's not how to just be gratitude. You know how. All of us know very well how to do it. And as the practice that I mentioned, you can find times throughout the day, find things, people, to be grateful for, to put your palm together and bow for a moment, whether metaphorically or actually. The circumstances that you like and the circumstances that you don't like. Now, some of us, many of us, will be celebrating Thanksgiving. In a way, we should celebrate Thanksgiving all the time. But we have this annual time where we celebrate it. And even then, we find reasons to complain. We could make a practice of noticing when complaints come up in our life. When, just for a moment, when a complaint comes up, if we can stop throughout our day and notice if it's appropriate to stop. Notice what's skillful to do with the verbal complaint, if we've said something, if we said it just to ourselves in our mind. Or the opposite, how to be grateful right now. Grateful that we've encountered practice. Grateful that we've encountered the Dharma. Grateful that the air allows and supports us in breathing. Grateful that we can eat this food that we have here. Grateful, and you can find all sorts of opportunities. That's appreciating our life. That's being just this moment. And sometimes it requires us to notice what and how we're caught up and refusing this moment. So please, especially since we are doing some form of Thanksgiving, even if you're not doing Thanksgiving in the way that you want. Right now, already Thanksgiving has begun. In fact, as soon as we wake up, Thanksgiving begins. As soon as this moment is the moment of appreciation, is the moment of gratitude, is the moment. And then you find the ways that it can support and nurture your life and the life of the universe, the life of all the bodhisattvas that share life with you, close and far, the life of all beings, which is the awakened life, despite the fact that we and they do things that cover our eyes and ears and cause us to miss, and maybe suffer, and maybe even worse, do harm. So please appreciate your life. Appreciate the life of all those who are share the universe with you, all the bodhisattvas and buddhas in all directions who sit with you and walk with you and live with you and support all of us being just this moment, the awakened universe. Thank you.